Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us for another episode of Mahogany and Willow. Our conversations are geared towards women simply because we are women. Let's talk about self-love, emotions, and well-being. Let's talk about successes, failures, and life lessons that force us to grow and learn so that we can empower each other. Today, we're going to have a great conversation about resistance. We hope that after listening to this episode that you'll realize that resistance is normal in all of our lives, but it doesn't have to rule your life. Change will come no matter how we resist it, and embracing or accepting change can provide as much growth as we grow through life. Hi, Jeanette.
Hi, Tiffany. How are you?
I'm really well. How are you?
Good.
This is a subject that I think is going to be super enlightening because you are the first person that I've ever known in my life to use the term resistance. And I wasn't really sure what you meant when you mentioned resistance. And this was a while back. And as I dove a little deeper into it, and then, of course, you enlightened me a little bit more, I started to do a little more research. And I thought, wow, it is a really fascinating thing. After realizing what you meant, it all fell into place. When did you first realize that it was resistance that you were dealing with in your own life?
I was in my 20s, actually, and I think the first exposure to it, I heard someone say something about it being sad that we spend so many years in the beginning stages of our life resisting who we are, only to realize, often after midlife, that we were supposed to just become who we are. And at that point in my life, the concept stuck somewhere, but it was kind of a mystifying idea, but I could kind of get the realness of it as well. Mm-hmm. So the resistance word just kind of hung in the background for a long time. I think when we're young, it's easy to feel things and believe that there's something wrong with us or the world because of how we're feeling in a moment. But once I started to go through my experiences in life and I started wrapping myself around the idea of it just being resistance, particular emotions, especially when you're young, are very hard to, conceptualize.
Right.
You know, the experience is still new, the experience is still fresh in life. And I think without the experience under your belt, emotions and the nuances between them can be a little difficult to grasp.
Oh, definitely.
But I started to call it just resistance. And at that point, it actually made change, it made accepting, it made things a little more accessible than if I had to try to narrow down every individual emotion as a separate, you know, entity.
Right, right. It's interesting when you were just talking just now, I was kind of flashing back to my own first experiences with what I now know is resistance to moments in your life where something was changing, some really vast change, some very important change, something that was just out of your control. And you feel this thing welling up inside of you. And it's like this force of nature of this feeling of, oh my God, I don't want to do that. It could be anxiety. You know, there's a million names that you could call it. But now that I see more and know more when it comes to resistance, I really understand it better, that pushing back against things, it is resistance. That is the sheer definition of resistance. So that feeling that wells up inside you when something seems insurmountable, something seems like, oh my God, I can't do that. I don't know how I can possibly make this happen, or I'm uncomfortable. It has to do with your comfort zone. It has to do with so many different things. The feeling of the pushback that you automatically do to yourself is really interesting. And how to work through that is the key. When you think about what resistance is to you, I mean, what would you tell people when they sit there and think, oh my gosh, I can't do that? Because we all hear it every day. I can't do that. That's impossible. I'm not comfortable with that. It's outside my comfort zone. What are some things that you did for yourself to work through that resistance in your life?
I have learned over all these years, it's best not to force yourself to do anything about resistance first and foremost. I think our natural response is when we're feeling resistance to make ourselves feel more comfortable, we think we have to adjust, especially the external environment. Right. And so the first thing is it's best not to do anything about resistance. Trying to overcome it just really makes it stronger. The best strategy for inner resistance is just to relax around it and let it pass through you. It's like every emotions pass. Right. We just have to give them that space and that time to do so. And by letting it pass, I just mean with a little bit of practice and some self-awareness, when resistance starts to manifest inside, it can feel like a knot in the stomach or a dry throat, or even just you might notice that your jaw is clenched. You know, that's just something that's a tension maybe. This is a reminder to breathe, relax, check in with yourself. Resistance is really only a barometer which measures inner awareness. If a feeling of resistance is present, it's because I'm not paying attention to what's going on inside of myself. Self-discipline isn't needed around resistance, but self-awareness is mandatory. Mm,
makes total sense.
What does resistance mean to you?
Yeah. I called it an interesting animal because it's one of those things that we don't know what it is when it boils up, like you said. You don't know what to do because it's often mislabeled as anxiety, as far as I can tell.
And it can feel really intense.
Yeah, exactly. I can totally, you can go back to these different moments in we all could in all of our lives where you felt resistance. You can see the resistance in your children. You know, that's the first thing I thought of when I was thinking about resistance was that they are resisting the fact that you're trying to teach them discipline. They're resisting against every angle. They dig their heels in. They're all about, no, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to do that. And it's all about them. And resistance can probably appear to be selfish. Like, I'm not doing that. I will not do that. Well, like you mentioned earlier, kind of sitting in it before reacting, being able to work through it, you have to have the mindfulness to be able to do that. If not, you will resist everything. So change is inevitable no matter what. And I have been probably one of the most adaptable people out there because change is kind of my life. I've had a lot of change in my life since I was very young, but I throw myself into these things sometimes. So the older I get, the less resistant that I am, for sure, because I see that these changes are laying the groundwork for good things. And if I allow these things to keep happening, or I make the decision to make the changes, it usually leads to something really good. So it may not be so evident at the time, but after the fact, I've gotten to the point that I think, you know what, there's a lot of good things that tend to happen. I'm going to ride this out and allow these things to happen or make the decisions for that change to continue forward and allow that whatever could be resistance to kind of just dissipate. That is not an easy thing to do. That's called learned, you know, over many years, learned behavior, if you want to call it that. But it's fear seems to be the driving force behind a lot of resistance as well. You could call it anxiety, but a lot of that's tied with fear as well. So the key for me is to just try to see the outcome, seeing the outcome, not being fearful, setting that fear aside for one, because the reason why I'm faced with this decision right now anyway, whether to move forward or to make changes or allow the change forced upon me to happen, something good usually comes out of it and there's growth involved with that. So I don't really let resistance or that fear cripple me. And I'm grateful for that. But again, I'm not a young kid. So when you're younger, that stuff can cripple you, that fear can cripple you. And then the resistance is very real and you dig your heels in. But I believe that if a person, like you mentioned, just works through it, sets in it, kind of looks at the big picture, you're more able and you're more capable than you think to work through it. So speaking of anxiety and resistance, as far as being similar, what do you see as far as similarities between the two?
Yeah, I think anxiety, impatience, frustration, and other not good feeling emotions can be exchanged for the word resistance for sure. Sometimes it's tough for people to stop long enough to label certain emotions. And resistance can be a broader term for the act of wanting to push away any emotion we would just rather not feel. We can even resist what we would call positive emotions. You know, if you're someone who feels unlovable, even loving attention from another person can cause resistance. Mm-hmm. So it's not just, you know, what we term negative or emotions that bring up resistance. Can you share the connection that you see between comfort zones and resistance? Because you brought up comfort zones at one point in a conversation, and I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah. When we talk about comfort zones and getting outside your comfort zone, the word fear is just the same. I mean, it's a four-letter word, obviously, and it's an F word, but it's the word that just covers everything. It's like a blanket statement, so to speak. When you have your comfort zone and you're being either forced because of a change forced upon you, whether it be a job, whether it be somebody's, they're breaking up and decisions are not yours to be made, but it's forced upon you to now make decisions. That is terrifying, obviously, for so many of us. It's absolutely terrifying to be forced outside your comfort zone. There's a lot of fear that goes with that. And then the resistance comes in of, what if I can't make this on my own? What if I can't afford this? What if I can't? It's all about, again, fear and doubt. So being forced outside your comfort zone, I think, again, I'm one that welcomes change. And I'm the one that kind of always says, leap and the net will appear. That's always been my attitude for so long. And I don't fear things like most people do, but I encourage people when they do express fear to me, whether it's because of being forced outside their comfort zone or they're resisting change or whatever it is, being encouraging to those people to help see, you know, look up from that fear, because once they're set in that comfort zone and that fear of change, it's like the dark cloud comes over and they can't see the forest for the trees. And being able to show somebody that, hey, this might be rotten right now. This might be terrible right now. But look at this and look past the dark clouds. Look past that point where all of a sudden they can see that the sun is on the horizon and the morning comes and the day ends and life goes on. And being able to step outside your comfort zone and tackle those fears and work through that resistance that your body just wants to set in and dig its heels in, it's amazing what you can do. People don't know what they're capable of most of the time. They set in the fear. They set in the fact that, oh my God, I'm just not capable. Well, you are. And people have been through worse. You know, when you think you've got it bad, there's always somebody that has things worse. There's always things that happen that's worse. Pointing out the positive and being able to see the possible outcomes and the silver linings helps to alleviate that stress and that tension and the fear, and allows you to maybe step your big toe outside that comfort zone for just a minute and loosen those heels up, you know, to where that are dug in for resisting it all. I really think that we're all more capable of things, you know, than what we really think. And it's amazing when you look back at what you've been through and you've been there that, oh, I made it. I survived. Whatever the horrible challenge may be, you're still here and you're working through it. And with each step forward, that resistance gets less and less and less. So our brains are wired to maintain homeostasis. And when we step outside those lovely comfort zones that we all love so much, we're literally altering our body chemistry, which comes to light through our emotional reactions. We've maintained our routines for so long that our neural pathways are all automatic to us. So we're on autopilot all the time. Those neural pathways are responsible for us falling back into our old habits, and the default behaviors that we're accustomed to are so easy. So that's where the comfort zones come in. So we literally have to rewire our brains to adopt changes and become resistant to resistance.
Absolutely.
And I love that. Yeah.
For sure.
So where do we start?
Some strategies that I have come up with for overcoming resistance. First of all, allow yourself to be more open and flexible. Resistance is often an indicator that something is changing or needs to be changed, and the feeling is a subconscious reluctance to accept that. So first of all, allow yourself to be open and flexible. Find the strength in your resistance. Meeting change with resistance is natural. First, just accept that. We do have innate strengths inside of us to stabilize ourselves, to reduce risks, and to protect what is already working for us. Those things don't live on the surface, so we kind of have to do a little digging to find them. Assess the change, assess the possible risks, and then compile a list of attributes you already have that will help make the change a positive one. Like maybe you've learned from your past mistakes. Maybe you're good at researching information. Maybe you're good at knowing what your overall goals are and breaking that down into steps. You know, these are all skills, attributes that would work for us in the midst of change. But we have to really look into those things and bring them to the surface and kind of force ourselves to use what we already have inside of us.
Yeah.
Ask yourself what you are really resisting. You can categorize the what into two lists. One is all that you can control, and one is everything that you can't. And right off the bat, you can toss the can't list and just start focusing on what you can control. That's the other thing about change that creates a lot of resistance.
Right.
We just don't clarify where do I have control and where do I have none? I mean, right. what am I worried about? That's just a complete waste of my time. And the last thing is, consider the upsides of change. You can look at this change as the very thing that will open the door to the next wonderful opportunity. Choose to believe that change benefits you. And even just in that space, we can kind of start to embrace, loosen or lessen the resistance and embrace the change that's happening, because most often that's really all that's occurring.
Right. Yeah, I like that very much. Those key points that you want to make to help work through that, it's so important, because it can feel insurmountable. It can look like a mountain, and it's like you're hardwired to just go backwards with those neural pathways that are set in stone and the comfort zones. It's just so much easier just to sit in it and say, oh, I can't do it. I can't move. I can't change. I can't. So it's very important to have the right tools. And if you know somebody that's going through that is resisting change, then encourage those people that they are capable of so much more. And having an encouraging person to kind of be with you through it and along the journey is so key. And I personally never had that. I mean, have you ever had anybody that was super encouraging to you as you're going through things and saying, you can do this, and telling you to look at the other side of things?
Yeah, I have for years. My friend Timmy is actually like that for me.
That's huge.
She doesn't really ask of me to go through the garbage. She just kind of holds a space for me outside of that and just says, I'm right here, and whatever you need, we'll just, we'll be in that space together. So yeah, she's really lovely about that.
That's a gift. That's a gift.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, if you guys out there have any stories about how you conquered resistance, or you need some encouragement, Jeanette and I are here for you always and would love to hear from you. So thank you again for joining us for another episode of Mahogany and Willow.
Because there's always something important to talk about.